Hello and welcome to A Daily Purpose Bible Study and Devotional, a podcast by Our Given Purpose. I am Tori, your host. Please take a moment to share this podcast with a friend and let others know they can find A Daily Purpose on all major podcasting platforms and on YouTube. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalm 85 and let's read it in its entirety. Psalm 85, verses 1 through 13. O Lord, you have at last shown favor to your land of Canaan. You have restored from Babylon the captives of Jacob, Israel. You have forgiven the wickedness of your people. You have covered all their sin, Selah. You have withdrawn all your wrath. You have turned away from your burning anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your indignation toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us and bring us to life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear with expectant hope what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who reverently fear him and obey him with submissive wonder. That glory, the manifest presence of God, may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and truth and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him, and will make his footsteps into a way in which to walk. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, Psalm 85, Amplified Bible. Before we read today's devotional from contributing writer Tiffany Langston, I want to share a few thoughts about Psalm 85. In the book of Psalms, we find many passages that speak of God's mercy and grace towards his people. And one of those Psalms is 85. And in this 85th Psalm, the psalmist reflects on God's mercy and the hope it brings to us who trust in him. Let's take a closer look at some of the key verses from this psalm and see what they teach us about God's mercy. Verse 1 of Psalm 85 says, Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have restored the fortunes of Jacob. Here the psalmist is acknowledging God's favor and mercy towards the people of Israel. He recognizes that God has restored their fortunes and brought them back from exile. Now, this verse reminds us that God's mercy is not just something that we read about in the Bible, but it is something that we can experience in our own lives. When we turn to God in repentance, he is always ready and willing to show us mercy. Now in verse 2, the psalmist says, you forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. This verse speaks of God's willingness to forgive our sins and to cover them with his mercy. When we confess our sins to God and ask for his forgiveness, he doesn't hold our sins against us. Instead, he covers them with his mercy and grace. And this is such a powerful reminder of God's unconditional love for us. Scooching down to verse 7 of Psalm 85, it says, show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Now here the psalmist is asking God to show his mercy, to show it, and to grant them salvation. So this verse reminds us that salvation is a gift from God that we cannot earn or deserve. It is only through God's mercy and grace that we can be saved. And finally, to wrap up these key verses, in verse 10, the psalmist says, steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. This verse speaks of the harmony that exists between God's mercy and His righteousness. God's mercy doesn't ignore or overlook our sin. Instead, it covers it and makes us righteous in His sight. This righteousness brings us peace with God and allows us to experience His mercy and grace. As you dive deeper and continue to read the psalm in light of your experiences and how God has rescued you, how He saved you, how you know you have been forgiven because you have repented and sought His forgiveness and turned away from the wicked ways, I pray that this beautiful reminder, Psalm 85, of God's mercy towards His people, that God is always ready and willing to show us His mercy when we turn to Him in repentance. It reminds us that salvation is a wondrous gift from God that we cannot earn, nor do we deserve. Now, as we reflect on His truth, let us give thanks to God for His mercy and grace toward us. Hallelujah. Dear friends, let's turn our attention to contributing writer Tiffany Langston and hear what she received from today's assigned passages. Yet to be Conquered by contributing writer Tiffany Langston. Tiff, from looking at you, I never would have guessed what you've been through. Sometimes I too stand in disbelief of the current realities of my life. I was abandoned by my father and grew up in a single-family home, sexually abused for the majority of my childhood, emotionally neglected during some of the most trying years of my life, and betrayed by people who were meant to advocate for me. Yet, with all I've been through, all that's been done to me, and the lies I believed, none of it had the authority to overtake me. I'm at peace. I'm at a place of acceptance regarding the relationship with my earthly father. Despite the damaging effects of sexual abuse, my heart still desires to love, be loved, and the calloused areas are continually being softened. Being emotionally neglected may have wounded me deeply, but nothing that the Lord couldn't bind up. And betrayal sought to keep bitterness and resentment closer than close, but God said He could fix this if I would trust Him. And He did just that. No, I don't look or feel like what I've been through. All glory to God. And while I've had the privilege of being a chain breaker in my family, seeking God in all things and desiring His will and way, there is still so much more that God has in store. What is yet to be conquered in my life and yours is no cause for worry or doubt, because Christ has won the victory. We can progress and face the mountains, giants, and trials of our day with courage and enthusiasm. Trust that God Himself will keep you. Live to wholeheartedly follow Him. He is faithful to preserve your energy and strength for whatever promised land is next. Yet to be Conquered by contributing writer Tiffany Langston. Glory, hallelujah. One of the greatest joys of studying the Bible is the opportunity to share our insights with others. As we journey through the Bible in a year, you can join us on YouTube or your favorite podcasting app for an uplifting message, motivation, and create discipline. These devotionals offer the perfect chance to initiate a conversation about God's Word. For more ministry resources, please visit OurGivenPurpose.com. We are deeply grateful to all those who support our ministry and podcast. Your donations allow us to provide this valuable content. We would be honored to have you as part of the Our Given Purpose family. If you feel led to contribute financially and become part of the Our Given Purpose ministry through a one-time or monthly contribution, you will help us spread God's message and connect with people all over the world. Remember, you have seeds to sprinkle, and don't lose sight of the ones falling on you. Where will they grow? By the road, in shallow soil, in the thickets? Or will they find a home in good soil to flourish and produce a good work? What God has begun in you, He will complete. Have faith and be bold. Thank you for listening to today's devotional by contributing writer Tiffany Langston. Please visit OurGivenPurpose.com to get on our phenomenal mailing list, connect with our contributing writers, partner with Our Given Purpose, and of course, share this podcast with a friend today.